Hi, this is Not So Heartless. I've been lurking around recordings for about a month or so. Somebody sent me over here, and I figured since I've been lurking around that long, I should maybe participate a little bit. So I'm going to answer Outing's November questionnaire. One, what are the three things you are thankful for? Let's see. I'm thankful I live in a place where it does not snow. And it's not very cold. And let's see what else. I am thankful for how my body looks right now. I'm not going into all the details, but for me to be grateful for the scars and the marks and all the other weird things that I have to like, I'm thankful for that. It makes me a better person. And I'm thankful for the friends that I have in my life right now who teach me a lot about myself. Yeah, that works. Do you have a favorite fall activity? Beach football. Every time football season starts, college, pro, any, we start playing football on the beach. I haven't played as much this past year as I normally do, but I still play. I love playing on the beach. I love playing football on the beach. And we just do that in the fall and early winter, but that's the only time we do that. Number three, what is something that you absolutely love to bundle up with? It really doesn't get really cold here, but I do like to bundle up. I have these really long socks that come up above my knees, and I have a big old flannel shirt. Yeah, and it's really soft now because we've had it for a while, so it's all nice and warm, and I just like to bundle up with my big long socks and my big flannel shirt. And if that's that, otherwise I snuggle up with the man in my life. Yeah. Or both, or all, or any of the above, whatever, it all works for me. Number four, favorite things to roast over a fire. I hate marshmallows. They're just disgusting. So it would never be that. I'm vegan, so it would not be any meat products. So pretty much, can I just say X's? Yeah, I'd like to roast a few of those over the fire. Yeah, we won't talk about that. But I just like being by a fire. I like the smell. I like the feel. I have a huge, big fire pit in my backyard, so that gets a lot of work, whether it's cold out or not. I just like the sound and the smell, but roasting things over a fire? Nah. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Do you enjoy raking leaves? No. I have lots of trees in my yard, but they are not the kind that shed fall or whatever leaves do when they land on the ground. No. If I had leaves, I would find somebody to rake them or cut the trees down. No. I don't like, yeah. If I could just sit there with my leaf blower and blow them into my annoying neighbor's yard, that would be okay. But other than that, no, I don't want to rake leaves. Who wants to rake leaves? God. I don't want to jump in a pile of leaves either. That's just, yeah, I'm too much of a neat freak for that. No. Number six. Now that Halloween is over, anything exciting happened since then? Pretty much nothing exciting ever happens in my life. However, this year, since Halloween, we have two kittens now. I am not a cat person. I have two dogs. I have a 6-year-old Basset and I have a 7-month-old Basset. And they're not really ambitious dogs, but you put them in the house with two kittens and chaos ensues. But someone likes kittens, so we have kittens. The other thing, I got a tattoo. I got a tattoo on Sunday. Yeah, it's my first tattoo. And now I want more. Yeah. Weird. It took me a long time to decide to get one, and now that I have one, I don't want to stop. I'm already working on what I should have next. So, kittens and tattoos since Halloween. And a new roommate. Yeah. We'll see how that goes. Do you think they put up holiday decorations way too early in the stores? Well, considering when I was shopping in Costco in July, they had holiday stuff out already. Yes. I don't usually celebrate Christmas, so, well, at least I haven't for the past seven years. But, if they're playing Christmas music in November, it's too frickin' early. I was at work this morning and somebody in the office was showing me pictures on their phone of their Christmas tree that they already had up and decorated, and they had done that last week. That's too damn early for a Christmas tree. I mean, it's a gorgeous tree. If I had a tree in my house, I would want one like she does, but damn, it's not even Thanksgiving and she has it. Yeah, Christmas should be Christmas Eve and everything's down the day after Christmas if you're going to decorate. Yeah, but yeah, whatever. Okay. I'll get off my little soapbox now. Okay, here we go. Number eight, are you going to take advantage of Black Friday or Cyber Monday? No. I worked in retail as a second job for a lot of years, and being in a position where you had to be the person who unlocked the door on Black Friday when these people come stomping in, yeah, no, never, ever will I shop on that day, ever. I didn't do it when I worked there, and I sure wouldn't do it now. Cyber Monday. You know what? If I see something, I'm gonna buy it. No. Unless it's maybe toys. Yeah, I might buy toys if there was a really good price on that day, but other than that, no. And I was told the other day that I had way more toys than any woman needed, and yeah, so I just went and bought four more. And it, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's probably more than you wanted to know about me. Do you have any family traditions with friends? Do you have any traditions with friends or family? Holiday traditions? Thanksgiving? We usually go to a family member's house, a different one every year. We sort of rotate from year to year. This year it was supposed to be my turn. And last year was a total clusterfuck of a Thanksgiving for me with family, so I told him no, I wasn't going to do it. So my brother's doing it again this year. He loves to do those things. But when we get together, we play over the line. If you don't know what it is, it's like a baseball game, sort of. You bat and ball, and you have a pitcher. Four man teams, and you it's hard to explain. I'm very bad at explaining, but it's a game that you play on the beach. We play out in the backyard, and the little kids just beat the crap out of us older ones. We just don't move as good as we used to. But yeah, we do that, and we take these pictures of us in pyramids from we had did it when we were little kids. My folks did it with me and my brothers and my cousins, and we'd all stack up in pyramids, and we've done that. We've taken a different one of us about every 5 years we take them. And so we've done it with my nieces and nephews from when they were little, and my daughter and all of them. And now that they're having little ones, they were doing it with them. Well, the ones that can sit for a picture, or we hold them, or whatever. But we do that every year, and that we do it at Thanksgiving. Christmas, when I was little, we always stayed home. My dad wouldn't let us, we wouldn't go anywhere that day. And so when we all started leaving home, he told us the same thing. It's your family, your home, you stay home, you can come see us the day before, you can come see it. So for Christmas, we really don't have one, but Thanksgiving is the big family, you know, meal, games, pictures. We do all those kind of weird things, but I guess that's our tradition. We've done it since I was a little kid and probably will be long after I'm gone. Number 10. It's morning, you step outside, the sky is clear, there's a light breeze with the crisp morning air. Describe how you feel. Fucking cold. I hate cold. The sky is clear almost all the time where I live. Sometimes there's a light breeze, sometimes not, but crisp, cold morning air? Hell no. I live where I live because I hate cold. I don't like rain, I don't like snow, none of that stuff. Cold, crisp air, no. If I could wear shorts, a t-shirt, flip-flops all day long, all year long, I would be a happy woman. Yes, forever, yeah. Yeah, I don't like cold. So I'd be running back in the house and back in bed if it's cold. Which I am a lot lately. Number 11. You are going on a picnic. What do you bring with you and what do you do? Well, it depends on who I'm going on a picnic with. If it's friends and family, it's tons of food and we play games and we just on and on and on all day long. Everybody plays. If it's me and just that man in my life, it would be a blanket and food, probably. I could care less whether we took food or not, but we probably would, like a salad or fruit or something to drink. Usually water, because that's what I drink, water or tea all the time. So what will we do? If we're going to be outside, just the two of us with the blanket, we're having sex. What can I say? Yeah, that's if we're not on the beach with a lot of other people. Yeah, trust me, you only want to get caught once doing that. But usually it's in the mountains. I live between the mountains and the beach, so yeah, those things happen a lot. We go up to the mountains and just have fun. You probably got more information about me than you really wanted to know, but at least I'm here. Or trying. Whatever. Bye.